This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI farm broadcaster Katie Bowles at the Farm Progress Show. Katie had a chance to catch up to Ryan Rector with Monsanto since 2007. Rector focuses on general weed management recommendations.
We were talking, and your main focus is technology and specifically working with Roundup and weed management.
That is correct. Yep. So I focus on Roundup, but then also on general weed management recommendations. And so what I'm talking about to growers right now is sort of a recap of where we're at for 2015. And you know, if we go back to the winter of 14 and moving into the spring of 15, you know, we had a lot of excessive rainfall in a lot of areas, and so that set growers back a little bit as far as tillage, or you know, for those growers that were trying to put some residuals down, they weren't able to, given the weather conditions. And so for those areas that were able to put some residuals down, the excessive rainfall just kind of helped break down that product a little bit sooner than what we would have liked to have seen. And so that set us up for some challenging conditions in 2015. And where we're at right now, the corn and soybeans look pretty good from a maturity standpoint across the U.S. We're tracking pretty close to that five-year average, but we are seeing a number of weeds popping through the canopy, especially in the soybeans. Unfortunately, there's not much we can do right now. You know, those weeds have a lot of size on them, and there's really no herbicides that are going to control those weeds right now. So, you know, our recommendation at this point would be to take notes of those fields where you might have had a few more weeds than what you normally would have, and think about that weed management system, and are there opportunities to tweak it a little bit for next year. When we go into harvest this year, are there opportunities to maybe leave some of those weedy fields or patches in the field till the very end? And the reason we'd want to do that is to try to minimize weed seed transfer. You know, these plants produce a lot of seeds. They can be small, and they can be easily transferred from one field to the next. And so in those areas where we do have those weedy patches and get into harvest, after we're done, is there an opportunity to walk around the combine, clean it out a little bit on those tractors and the grain carts or the trucks? Look on the tongues, look on the tires, just look around and maybe brush it off or use some compressed air to blow some of those weed seeds off to try to minimize that weed seed transfer to the other fields. So that way we're not up against up against the wall going into next year. So just a few thoughts as we end the year, the growing season, and start thinking about harvest.
Well, those certainly sound like some simple solutions, things that when we get in a hurry, we might not think about. But like you said, just blowing the seeds off with an air compressor sounds like it could do a lot of good. Comparing this year to last, did you see a lot of difference in the weed types that you found in fields and in this region?
Well, we didn't see a lot of difference. You know, one thing we are seeing a little more of this year is the water hemp. I think the excessive rainfall, the wet conditions really was kind of a benefit to this weed. And so we do see, you know, some more water hemp in there this year. But, you know, going into the fall, after harvest, think about, is there an opportunity for tillage to help clean up these fields? You know, if we're in an area where we necessarily don't want to till, say, for example, a no-till or minimum till situation, think about maybe a fall application. So we have a product called RAL, which is a flumioxazin-based product. It has some good residual properties. That shows shows some good weed control, especially tank mixed with Roundup and or dicamba or 2,4-D. So, you know, I think there's some options that we can do going into fall, and hopefully, you know, move into maybe a little bit different situation for spring next year versus what we were up against this year.
That's Ryan Rector, Roundup Technology Development Manager. He spoke to Katie Bowles at the 2015 Farm Progress Show.